Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about renting equipment can be the sole option for a financial wreck contractor. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website and check out our equipment at www.brequipmentco.com. Or call us at 817-379-1340. Here we go on to the podcast. Construction sector can at times show you the most miserable moments that one must have never dreamt of. For a person who is not doing well and also lacks the vision for a company but still manages to sustain, this only indicates that his time is up. Either he or she changes himself or herself and the way they work, or simply change the industry. The construction business is for the people who can survive the tide and take up the challenges and ready to fight any odds at any given time. People who lack the creativity and zeal to do something big may one day not even find their place in this sector. Well, if that such situation ever comes up, a person who has sizable number of heavy equipment, he is left with a very limited options. He either has to sell all his heavy equipment at a dirt cheap rate or can rent those machines to someone who can make good use of it. In this way, he or she can still manage to make a decent amount of money out of this transaction. Before one thinks of renting his or her machines, there are a few pointers that they need to consider. Number one, get the equipment repaired. It would be utter foolish to list the machines on rent that is not properly working condition. Quite evidently, no one will be interested in taking a machine that is non-functional. You need to make sure that the machine is fixed and then you list it for rent. Take the machine to an expert mechanic and get everything fixed. You may also want to tell the taker if the machine has gone through any accidents or parts that you've changed. You know, so they can look to see if there's a leak or something after we change the part. You never know. Something might not be tightened. So you want to keep them aware of what's going on. This will let the taker know the fewer the parts in the machine are absolutely new and may build his confidence in confirming the deal. In this case, if there's any dents or scratches on the body of the machine, you may put some sticker or your favorite characters. You know, that's kid play. What you do is either you fix it or, you know, paint it in a certain area. You know, if there's a scratch or something. Avoid names and images of any players or teams as a person who wants it on rent by a support of a different team that will deter him to go for your item. Again, personal thoughts on that. You don't need to do that on that aspect. But there is people that do put their professional teams on their heavy equipment just as bad, you know, as if you're a small contractor. Yes. Next, be clear and concise of your terms. You may have certain terms and conditions that you want to convey to the taker, the rental person, the person that's renting your equipment. You should state all the conditions in the point and check if he or she is ready to accept them all. In case if you can let go a few of the conditions that are not so important, you can discard them. However, the ones that you feel that are very, very too important to you, you should put them in a legal document that you will prepare before that you eventually rent it out. Make sure that you are clear while conveying the rental amount and the rental period, which also should be stated in the legal document. Renting heavy equipment is not only gives you the money during a bad phase, but also leaves the possibility of you returning into the business after a short gap, which would not be possible in case you decide to sell it off. Again, you know, in a down economy, sometimes you got to do what to do to get by. You don't want to lose your construction company. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.